Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I'd like to share with you how to overcome the fear of starting. Thank you very much for joining me again on this 100th episode of Bridges Step Up. I'm very happy for one reason. I know when I had to start, it was a little bit difficult. I had so many fears in my head. I had many questions in my head I wish I could answer before I start. I wanted to start this about 3 months earlier than I started. Yes, around that time I tried to do podcast. That was when I could do something about graduating from financial dependence on your parents. That podcast has been one of the top downloads on our website. I had a lot of issues I was trying to sort out. Okay, what will happen? What if people don't receive it? What if they don't like it? What if my voice is not good? What if I say things I shouldn't say? Because I know if I write things I shouldn't write, I will go and edit it. But how do I edit things I shouldn't say when I have to record? Those are the questions that were on my mind, and I noticed that it kept me from starting for a very long time. There are fears every person that wants to start out something has, except the person is not aware of the reality of starting. What I want to share with you on this 100th episode of Bridges Step Up is how to overcome the fear of starting. Thank you very much, you that have been downloading this, giving me feedback. I mean, all of those feedbacks are things that prepared me. I had a friend, I shared the podcast on WhatsApp, and a friend quickly sent me a message that he had listened to it. It was very good. He gave it to his cousin, and he will continue sharing with his relations and stuff like that. And you know, people who are my seniors in school and my senior in fellowship as well, like senior brothers in the Lord, when they listen to the podcast and tell me, ID, you are good, I mean, it makes me feel happy. And I thank every single one of you for that. Now, over to the gist for today, and that is overcoming the fear of starting. The first thing I want to help you understand is this: you must bear in mind that there's a risk, there is danger in your not starting. If you can understand that there's a danger in your not starting, it goes a long way in propelling you to start. Yes, of course, it doesn't mean it forces you to start. It means that at least there is something pushing you. ID, go, go, go. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you don't have a proper understanding of the reality of your not starting, you can afford to settle down and do nothing. I want you to understand something. Every single thing that is put in you for the world needs to find expression in life. If it's not expressed, the people that need it will suffer because you refuse to express it. One of the podcasts I stopped off as my last check is around 145 downloads. That's one of the podcasts. Some are within the age of 180 and within that download rate. And I've not done any sponsored advert for my podcast or even the website. Now, people just who read what I write decide to come and download those podcasts. For them to download it, what it tells me is one thing. I guess, and there are people that once I put my podcast out, they quickly download it. Whether they are just waiting for me to put it, I don't know. But what it tells me clearly is this: there are people that actually want to learn what I have to say. Of course, they don't pay me to download it. I don't gain any financial benefit from them by their downloading it. But what at least I'm sure is that someone wants to listen to what I say because he has listened before and it's of good to him. People want to read this thing. They want to listen because it has helped their lives. And that is why I made it a point of duty. I have to continually do this. I have to do it again and again and again until I do not have the capacity to do it. And even when it was as if the capacity to continue was crippling, that was when my recorder started malfunctioning. God made provision that are, of course, very serious and even more efficient provision for my recording. Now, that for me is enough motivation to start. I was certain when I started sharing some things on Facebook and WhatsApp that this kind of thing I write and share, people want to read it. Therefore, if I can make it easier for them to still learn the same thing, if they don't have time to read, at least when they plug their earphone, they can listen while sitting in keke napep, just like I do. They can listen while in toilet. They can take their phone to bathroom. I mean, they can listen easily. It's easier to learn by listening than learn by reading, because reading requires that you have to settle down and pay attention. Now, when I thought of that, I just say, fine, I think I have to start. Even if it's one person that listens to this thing, I have to do it. The point I'm making is this: the reality of the fact that many people will deny the information I provide, many people will deny the kind of content I create, many people will deny of my uniqueness was enough propelling force to make me to start. Do you understand what I'm saying? Therefore, please, I'd like you to take time and check it. Look at the fact that if you refuse to start that business, there are people that will never be employed. when you start a business, you make money. Yes, for the service you render. It's not just about the fact that you make money. It's about the fact that those who work for you, they also get paid for the working for you. And someone's life is getting better because you are rendering your service. Someone's life is getting better because you are being of use to them. These are things you check, and you will find enough reason to take a step to begin to put to use whatever thing God has deposited in you as a seed. Again, I want to tell you, there is nobody that is born on earth to just exist and go away. We have things that are very unique with us. And I dare say this, just imagine that Pastor Banky refused to start Kingdom World Ministry. There are many young people in southeastern Nigeria and other parts of Nigeria and even the world that will never hear his kind of message. He is unique in his own sense. The world will continue to suffer because he refused to start. Also, check what would have happened if people refused to come and start a telecom company. I mean, for me to talk to you, I have to write a letter for you. God knows when it's going to come get to you. That every single thing we enjoy, even though we pay for them, understand that people have to take the initiative. They have to take the risk. They have to take the risk of being rejected, take the risk of being jailed, take the risk of not being as good as they would want to, take the risk of being criticized to start out what they want to do. They have said that those things they are doing, and that is why you and I are enjoying it. I can tell you categorically, there is something that the world needs from you. There's something that the world needs from me. I've not even finished starting all the things I have to start. I mean, I have to start writing book. My first book is coming out this month. By God's grace, every 2 months, every quarter, till the end of my life, I have to write at least one book. If I don't write a major book, I'll write at least a mini book. Why I'm saying this is this. There are so many things that I've come to understand. I teach it among my close friends. I tell you, if you ask me for counsel, I've not had time. I've not even thought of it. Okay, I have so many issues on my head. I say, I cannot just release these things. Now I'm beginning to realize that, oh, I have to start. After starting this and it has stabilized, I now start another one. I will continue to give to birth every single thing God has deposited in me, so that when I'm dying, like Miles Monroe will teach us, I will die empty. Every book that is in your head to write and you refuse to write it, I can tell you, my brother and my sister, there is something that the world suffers. Stop looking at yourself as not being good enough. There is nothing wrong with you. You cannot reach every audience. There are little children who are in a village in your town, in one village in Nigeria, in one village in your country. What they need to hear is you, not the big man on the TV. The big man on TV doesn't know what they feel, but you understand what they feel. There is something unique about you and the message you are trying to pass across. Stop looking at yourself like, okay, I'm not like the big people. There are people that will never listen to this podcast, but there are people that wake up every day. They want to come to produce.com simply to read what I write, to listen to the podcast I produce. I cannot, because of those that will not care about them, now feel, oh, something is wrong with me. I just know every single thing you are born to do, you have your audience. The product you are meant to develop, you have your audience. And I'm saying, look at the fact that, oh, there are people that will benefit from whatever thing you have to offer. Look at the fact that there are people that will suffer if you don't arise to begin to teach how to pass exam excellently. There are many Christians that want to obey God. They don't want to cheat because they know cheating is a sin. However, they don't also know how to pass. They want you to start off teaching people how to excel in their academics. They want you to start teaching people how to pass that exam and practice. They want you to teach them how you were able to tackle difficult mathematics complex. You have to take a step to start that thing because the world needs you. And I say the key to overcoming the fear of starting is to know that even if you are jailed, even if you are laughed at, it doesn't matter. What is important is at least you have started. And when you start, you can make improvement on where you are. If you never start, you can hardly make any improvement. Of course, before you start, you should be prepared. If you can, please go to brogy.com/podcast. Scroll down and find out the podcast titled Prepare to Start and all the Dare to Start series. Do your best. Listen to those things and begin to take a step to bet every single thing that God has given to you. I am proud that I've started all the things I started, and I pray to God that I'm able to start every other single thing I'm supposed to start. I would not want to go to grave without betting everything God has created me to. And I encourage you, please, do not go to the grave with anything God has given you. What's the point I've made today? Realizing the fact that the world will suffer. The world will be in pains if you don't step out to do what you're supposed to do. To start that business you're supposed to start, NGO you're supposed to start, develop the product you're supposed to develop, they will suffer. That should be enough motivation to get you out to start. And don't be afraid of being rejected. Some people will reject you, no doubt about it, but there are those that will accept you. Don't be afraid of not being perfect. God, after creating the world, he looked at Adam and said, this is not good. After creating that product, building your business, yes, it's your creation. Go back and look at it and say, oh, this style I'm doing this is not good. You make improvements having started. If he never created Adam, he wouldn't have recognized that, oh, it's not good that Adam stays alone. Do you understand what I'm saying? Take a step today to start out, and the world will be happy you came on board.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojid.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.